bills, cause Chris is on holiday. International Radio 1. Look, everyone, it's Billy Piper.
Hello.
Hello, are you all right?
Hello, I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, it's lovely to see you.
Nice to see you.
I haven't seen you since 1999.
Yeah. I was going to go 98, but 99's good.
Can I just say, I'm really sorry. I think, no, it might have been 98. It was my first ever Top of the Pops, and I did you the most rubbish introduction ever.
What
for Honey to the Bee.
Oh, really?
It was awful. I had to say...
Shocking.
I didn't write it. I had to say, Honey to the Bee, to the Top of the Pops studio, it's Billy!
Oh, awful. That is bad.
Were you sober?
Remember that little dance you used to do?
Yeah, I used to do that all the time, that dance.
Did you?
It was part of every routine.
Now, someone just won tickets to go and see Jamiroquai at the Electric Proms on Wednesday. Who is it?
It's Tim Edwards from Barry in Wales.
Thanks very much, Billy.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right, yeah. Now, you spoke to Chappers, didn't you, when he was playing... cricket?
I was playing cricket.
With your ex-husband.
Oh, you do remember. There you go.
Because I'd never
in the
seen
airport.
You before. And I said to Chris, is he good looking? He sounds good looking.
Right.
And he said, yes, you were.
Did he really?
And he is right.
Oh.
Seriously, that's made his life.
I'm just going to sit back for the rest of this. I'm more than happy.
He is right.
Now, you did that kind of showbiz thing whilst he was on the phone going, yeah, of course I'd love to come on the show. You didn't really want to, did you?
No, I've always wanted to come on this show.
Have you?
Yeah, I just haven't. Yeah. I haven't been given the opportunity.
It's just a coincidence that your book's out this week.
Yeah, it is. It's funny that it's almost like the inside of a golf in here, isn't it? The lights and like the, you know, the dash in a golf.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of those, that kind of 80s lighting. It's slightly pinky purple.
Yeah.
I like it.
Do you? In an 80s kind of way.
Yeah.
So, your autobiography is coming out. How old are you? 24 now?
24.
Right. So I think that's acceptable, 24.
Well, it kind of is.
You're kind of old enough.
When I was doing it, I realised that, in fact, there were some kind of stories to tell, because the last 10 years of my life have been pretty mad and extraordinary. Yeah. And so that works in the book.
Okay.
Now, but normally it would be a bit odd, I think.
Yeah, well, I think 24 is all right. It's just like when people write their autobiography when they're 17.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have done that.
And they've done the commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it your idea to write it?
Basically, there was this guy that was writing one, and I thought, ooh, it could be a bit dodgy, it's unofficial, and it's going to, you know, it's going to be quite negative, I'm almost certain. So I decided to do my own.
Right.
And I thought it was odd at first, like I said before, but then I thought, well, actually, that a few mad things have happened that are worth kind of documenting, I think.
Without giving too much away, what do you think is the maddest time that you had that's in the book?
I'd say travelling around for 2 years was pretty insane.
Hmm.
But just so pleased that it happened. But it's all pretty mad and out there.
Okay.
Especially the last 10 years. Before that, it is pretty kind of straightforward, you know. Burger King.
Got up, went to the shops.
Down the pound shop with my nan. It's all very much like that.
Tell me that chapter's not that long.
No. Okay. 13 pages.
And did you write it all yourself?
No, I wrote it with a woman named Gay Longworth.
Okay.
Because I have never written a book before in my life, and I didn't really understand structure and all of those things, but I actually really got into it when I started. It was cool. I really loved it.
Is it hard?
It is hard. The hardest bit is kind of managing stuff about your family, because, you know, you want to tell an honest story, and you want to describe what, you know, why you make the choices that you make, and that often is a result of your upbringing and everything. But you don't want to stitch your family up, so
yeah.
That's the toughest part. Because they've got to go on and go down the shops and pick up some tea bags and all that stuff.
Now, you're going to be signing some books this week, aren't you?
I'm signing books all week, all over the country.
Going back to Swindon?
I'm going to Swindon tomorrow and Cardiff tomorrow, and we're going to Scotland, Manchester, Newcastle.
Oh.
But today, the signing's at 5 in London, in Waterstones on Oxford Street, opposite John Lewis.
Plenty of free parking.
Don't worry about the rain, they're giving out brollies.
Oh, I bet you used to go shopping in Asda, didn't you, in Swindon, with your mum or something?
Yeah, I still... Yeah, all the time. That's where I used to buy my...
weird signing books, isn't it? The checkout.
Ten Lambert and Butler.
Are you worried? Because I don't know whether you saw the pictures in Heat magazine last week.
Oh, God.
Are you worried that no one will turn up?
Oh, no.
Did you see the pictures of Paul Burrell?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Five people.
Oh, right.
Five people, and some of them were there to laugh.
It's my biggest fear. It is. Can you imagine? All lined up, your Sharpies, your stickers, your stationery, ready to go, the bouncers, and no one.
Tumbleweed. Just nothing.
Not a sniff.
Now, we were just kind of discussing what your finest pop moment was earlier. Now, I think it is Honey to the Bee.
I think because I want to, really. Or because we'll...
This is amazing. For a first record.
Amazing!
No, because you say in your book about they wanted to find the new Madonna, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What was her first record? Lucky Star. Rubbish. Because we want to.
I love you.
Do you know what I mean?
That's very sweet.
And this one, which I don't really remember.
This is my favourite.
The one that doesn't speak also loves this one a lot.
He knows all the words.
All of them.
This one.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Disco.
Is that your favourite one out of all the ones you did?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's up there.
Day and Night was good as well.
Day and Night was a bit of a corker.
Good video.
Yeah. Not bad.
Do you miss being a pop star?
No. Not at all.
Why?
Because it's really hard work and it's kind of... I don't know. I think if you wake up with the voice of Mariah Carey or you have to play instruments, then being a pop star is great. But if you haven't got... If you're a bit of a charlatan like I was, it's just a bit taxing, I think. And it's kind of mad. And it's changed. Hasn't it changed?
Was it changed?
It's changed.
It's not like the olden days, is it, Billy?
It's not the same. Heady days, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Late 90s.
Yeah, they were. You were tired, emotional a lot.
I was tired, crying all the time. I know.
We were trying to kind of work out earlier. I think there's been... three stages of your career. There was the kind of like really like cherubic, squeaky clean 15-year-old girl from Swindon, the pop star. Then you got drunk a lot, didn't you?
Yeah.
Fair play to you.
Wrecked.
Pictures of you in the supermarket wheeling out a trolley of wine.
Every day. Once a week.
Scott's still on that stage.
I am. I'm moving on to phase three, though. I'm going to become a successful actress in no time.
Work with it.
Did you get drunk all the time?
No, not all the time, but quite a lot. No, we also did very normal, kind of slightly boring things as well.
Like what?
Oh, like, well, actually, it wasn't boring. Like, you know, just cooking, cleaning, gardening, those kind of things, which actually was quite therapeutic at the time.
Didn't clean yourself, though, did you?
No. That's one thing I failed to clean.
Did you not wash?
Oh, no, I did wash. Of course I
washed. Scott, you can't ask that.
Oh, it says in the book she didn't change her undies for 4 days.
It's
right there in print.
What's wrong with that?
You know when did you
do that one way round, then turn them round, then inside out, and then back round? Yeah, that's 4 days.
That's
perfect.
4 days.
Spray a bit of tweed on them, make them do another week.
Febreze.
Yeah. Febreze is good.
Febreze. Oust. What else is there? Oust. You don't need five sets of knickers if you've got Oust. Mm,
that's true.
You heard it here first.
And I mean, is it one a day thing now, your underwear, or you've moved back onto that now?
No, I'm good at the moment.
Okay, good.
I'm a fan of underwear.
Excellent, it's back.
Finally.
And Oust. Alright, it's 10 to 9 on Radio 1. Billy is with us, stay there. Alright, Panic at the Disco, I Write Sins Not Tragedies on Radio 1. And the lovely Billy is
Hello.
With us.
Hello. Hello.
With a fabulous new book called Growing Pains, appearing at a bookshop near you this week. Now, this is Laura, who works on the show.
I know
Billy.
Who Laura is.
Hi.
Off of the diary.
Off the diary.
And
Laura's quite naughty, isn't she?
There's an understatement.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Shut up, chopper.
Now, she normally kind of grosses out our guests by asking them really weird questions. She won't do that with you, but just ask away, because you wanted to know about five, didn't you?
Yeah, you see, I used to fancy all of five from abs.
She's just got to...
Oh, really? Yeah. I liked abs.
No, I didn't.
Have you heard how he speaks lately?
Kind of like... it's all a bit lispy.
Yeah. Where's he from? Enfield or something?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and anyway, so I used to fancy them all, but like you said that you wouldn't go back to ever being a pop star, right?
Yeah.
So what do you think about Richie and...
I've heard this, he's doing...
He's getting back together with
five.
Only they're four now.
Four? Mm. What's their name? Five. Mm. Weird.
I know.
Well, you know, each to their own.
Do you still talk to him?
I don't. But I think it's probably... I mean, everyone's getting back together, All Saints.
Yeah.
Take That.
Yeah.
So it might be all right. And actually, their songs were good.
They were good.
I did listen to their songs even though I was going out with one of them.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
He had very blue eyes,
yeah,
didn't he?
Unbelievably blue.
Were they contacts?
No, those were real.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also, a little bit too much eyeliner sometimes, I noticed.
Sometimes.
I bet you could never get in the bathroom when he was around, could you? Did he ever... Did he ever borrow your makeup?
No!
Oh.
No, I borrowed his. Okay. No, that's a joke. It's a joke. He doesn't wear makeup.
Now, Doctor Who.
Yes.
Loved it.
Thank you.
Even though I don't get sci-fi at all. You were very good, right?
Oh, thanks.
I don't get it.
I didn't get sci-fi until I started.
Did you watch any of the old Doctor Who?
No, I didn't see it at all.
Because the old stuff, I just don't
get
it at all.
Forget it.
Unbelievable. What's that about? Then I watched your one, I was like, oh, maybe I do like Doctor Who now.
Maybe I do understand sci-fi.
Yeah, it's not really sci-fi. But it's kind
of... Well, it is.
Yeah.
But it's sci-fi and it's domestic. Domestic sci-fi.
You just made that up, didn't you?
No. I've been saying that for weeks. Hoping that people ask me a question about being domestic as opposed to sci-fi, because it really freaks me out when I have to answer those questions.
So you never used to like sci-fi, so maybe I could get into it at some point.
Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Have you seen Torchwood?
They love Radio 1 down there.
Do they?
Yeah, we always listen to it in the... Well, I'm not there anymore.
In the TARDIS.
In the TARDIS. Yes, yeah. Yeah. It's always playing in the TARDIS.
What about Torchwood? Have you seen that?
Yeah, it's so good. I went down there to see the... there was a screening of it last week. Did you see it last night?
No.
My flatmate
is raving on about it.
It's really, really good.
Right, why is it good?
Because it's just... It's fun and
you're
it's
talking
sexy.
To two non-sci-fi fans.
We watched Prime Suspect last night.
That was also very good.
It was, wasn't
was
it?
Good, isn't it? I couldn't believe it was Penny that did it.
Oh, you've done it again.
Oh, no.
I haven't seen it.
It's very good.
Anyhow, Torchwood. Sorry.
No, it's very good, but Torchwood is great as well. It's fun. It's just a right laugh. It's very slick, very sexy.
A bit saucy in places, isn't it?
Very saucy. Mm. I love that.
A lot of people have been on... A lot of people on this morning going, I wish I hadn't watched it with my mum on the
text. Oh, I hate that when that happens.
I know. You watch it, it's like, oh, I don't want to...
No, I know. I got this film out once and... it seemed quite, you know, quite straight or, you know, down... It was very straightforward, I thought, when I saw it on the shelf. And then it all started getting heated. It was with my mum. There's lots of sex. You know, it all got a bit out of control. That is incredibly embarrassing. And you just pretend you have to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go and make some toast.
Now, you're still good mates with Chris Evans, aren't you?
Yeah.
I don't know whether I'd be able to do that, really. How does that work? Because
I don't generally keep
in touch with my exes.
No, as a rule, you don't. I don't know, because I always used to think that was slightly odd as well when people stay mates. I always thought that's a bit strange. But in fact, it really works. So, I don't know, we get on exceptionally well, and I think that's all it's about, really.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, Laura is, like you, an author now.
Yeah.
And she's developed a kind of author-type fringe and some glasses to make her look a little bit nerdy, which looks nice, doesn't
she? Do I look like an author?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been practising your signature for all these signings?
Yeah. I'm going to go with just Billy, because the Billy Piper thing might...
Kisses?
Yeah.
Kiss, definitely a kiss.
Okay. Don't do Billy Piper, your arm will really hurt by
the
end of it. Presuming more than five people turn up, like Paul Burrell.
Apparently there are these wrist supports.
You need to get one of them.
I'm definitely getting a wrist support just because it sounds fun.
I want to see that in Heat Magazine.
I definitely want a wrist support.
Now, Laura's got her diary coming out as a book very soon.
Yeah.
It's not doing that well. You're doing much better than her at the moment on the Amazon chart. But
really?
Yeah. I know. Unbelievable. Who'd have thought it?
I'm at about 2,000. You're at about 30.
Have you got any tips for Laura? Because obviously you're an author now.
Always have a pad and a pen. a dictaphone.
Yeah. What about
That's
if nobody...
That's not it, really.
I think people are more likely to turn up for your signings than they are for mine.
Possibly.
Let's hope so.
How rude.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
I'm not talking to you.
Laura, I didn't mean it like that. Laura, I
thought your book was good.
I thought you were going to throw the book at them for a minute.
I didn't mean it like that.
Fight.
She's more... I hope people do turn up. No. Oh, no. She's left.
She's left.
Seriously, it's easy to upset her. It's fine.
Oh. Maybe she's gone to the tea machine. Do you want another cup? Well, we could ask her for another cup of tea for you.
Fetch me a tea.
Take my money. Well, I'm in need.
Kanye West and Gold Digger. It's 9:02. If you'd like to be on Hoffmania with the legend that is David Hasselhoff this morning, call now on 08700 100 100. Have you met the Hoff?
No, but I'd really like to.
Yeah, he is amazing.
I want to touch his hair.
I know. He came in.
Have you touched it?
You put your arm around him, didn't you, for that photo?
Yeah, put my arm around his leather jacket.
He looks a bit like Lovejoy, I think. It's the same outfit in the video that Lovejoy wears. It's the leather, it's the jeans and the white t-shirt.
Uh-huh. He loves it.
And he's got the same haircut as Lovejoy.
Right. You've really thought about this, haven't you?
The photo online, Scott looks a bit like his son.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, me and the Hoff. Billy and Laura are now friends again after the slight problem there.
It was touch and go.
And they're swapping acronyms now.
Oh, yeah.
Someone on the text just said it was your TOTM, which apparently means time of the month. I've never heard of that.
Yes.
Very accurate.
What was your one?
Oh. Billy said, do you know M-E-I-J?
M-E-I-J. It's when you've been naughty of a night and you wake up next to someone and you call your friend and say it's an M-E-I-J, which means major error in judgment.
Love that.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
Now, I know that Radio 1, as the leading force in new music, should know this, but I don't. You need to know a song, don't you?
There's a song that's playing at the moment, and it's kind of... The girls talks about diamonds and pearls and then ride with it, and there's a guy rapping, and the female singer sounds a bit like Rihanna, but slightly higher pitched.
Right, and it's really bugging you.
It's doing my head in. I spent at least an hour trying to work it out yesterday.
Let's ask the audience.
Yeah.
Hey, 11199. Right, could you maybe do a little bit of it?
Did a diamonds and pearls.
Right, I know, audience, and I know we'll have the answer for you within minutes on
8119. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And then could you give me a copy?
Oh, you don't want much love, do you?
Sorry.
Listen, thank you so much. It's always lovely to see you. Thank you for coming in today.
Is it done?
Oh, you can carry on if you want.
Oh.
Do you want to stay?
Well, I don't know if I can, but if I can, I would love to.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Hi, Billy, I've just spoken to your people. You're allowed to stay.
Yeah! Woo! Chris Moore, your show. Scott Mills, because
Chris is on holiday. International Radio 1. Are you singing to the jingle?
Yes!
Radio 1.
I always do it. I love the jingles on Radio 1.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Here's another one for you. Brilliant. Are you sure we can't tempt you into the world of pop again? Come back, please.
Oh no, you're not playing the whole thing. Oh god.
Can you still remember the word?
No.
No.
Selective memory.
Well, they're all doing it. Five are doing it. All Saints are doing it. Please come back. The world of pop needs you.
No, it doesn't.
Upper Street.
Have you not heard about that?
No.
It's a band, which is an MTV programme. It's called Totally Boy Band. And it's people from...
911.
Yeah, and Dane Bowers.
Yeah.
And...
New Kids on the Block.
And Bradley from S Club. They're all in it.
I saw a little clip of that yesterday. It looks all right. Is it good? They're called Upper Street.
Mm. Yeah, because that's where they hang out.
What, in Islington?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, yeah, nice name. Now... Would you go back to Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Would you?
I think I would. Yeah.
Yeah.
If not for a while. I think it's time to give other people a chance, and then maybe yeah. But if they'd called me and said we're doing this kind of show, would you like to come back? I'd probably say yes.
Okay.
I saw you the other day saying how jealous you were.
Oh, I know. I do get incredibly jealous and. I shouldn't be saying this, really, because it's really unfair on Freema, who's amazing and brilliant, but it's my issue. It's me not being able to cope with the fact that it's still going on.
What can't you cope with?
I don't know. I mean, I can cope. I'm just, I just get jealous. I don't know why.
Why?
Well, because I miss it and I love it, and you know, and it's still going on. I have all these like secret spy networks in Wales that keep me informed with what's going on, and I still have subscription to the magazine, and yeah, I'm obsessed.
You big geek.
I know. I'm such a freak.
Now, if they were going to, there's rumours of a film as well, the Doctor Who film.
Yeah, I've heard this.
Gotta do that, surely. That
would be amazing, but I don't know if it's just a rumour or whether it's the real deal, but yeah, of course.
Wouldn't there be a big battle for who would be Doctor between David Tennant and Christopher Eccleston? If
there might be. I think David might get asked first.
Right.
Yeah, but not for any reason other than, you know, he's the current Doctor, and which means that I might not get asked. I'm just assuming I'll be asked. Well, of course.
Of course I'll be in it.
No, of course. It might probably be Freema that's asked. Oh, God, is messy.
Sorry.
God.
We just talked you out of that job, haven't we?
I know.
I've got a couple of questions from my listeners. Sophie in Colchester says, what other acting are you doing at the moment?
I've just finished Sally Lockhart, which is this Philip Pullman adaptation for the BBC. That comes out at Christmas. And then Mansfield Park, the Jane Austen novel, which I've just completed. That will be out next year.
Right. Is that period drama?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't get that either.
What?
Oh, I don't get that.
Will that be Sunday night, 9 o'clock, BBC One kind of thing?
Yeah. I think so. Not Mansfield, because that's on ITV.
Oh, right.
But that's, yeah, I play Fanny Price.
Do you?
Yeah. Right. You said Fanny.
You said Fanny.
Tell me you're not wearing one of those frilly outfits with the up to the neck. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Really not good for the figure at all. Actually, the Sally Lockhart is fine. Mansfield Park, you have this, like, empire line right underneath your bust, and you just... You look huge, basically. Pretty big.
Right.
Large.
I feel like I'm wearing one of those daily.
Right under your breastbone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, sci-fi, period dramas, don't get it. But I'll watch it, because you're on it.
Well, I'm glad I came on. Glad I came on. I don't like period drama. I don't like sci-fi.
No.
Goodbye.
I'll watch you, innit?
But did like Honey to the Bee. So you're all right.
I love that. Another one here. What do people say to you in the street? That's from Laura, who is in Swindon and is going to come and see you.
Oh, hello, Laura in Swindon. What do people say to me?
They don't sing to you, do they?
Yeah, they do. Because we want to.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh, lots of people ask me about my TARDIS. I got that at Borough Market this weekend. I said to the guy, can I have a lamb shank? He went, we're not doing lamb shanks, but maybe your TARDIS will magic you back to a world where there are lamb shanks everywhere.
Wow.
I was like, oh, he was really sweet. I shouldn't be taking the account of it.
Was he a butcher?
He was a butcher.
All right, just checking.
Do you ever feel the need to go?
I do. I laugh like it's hilarious. Because
yeah,
I just thought, you know, yeah, it's a bit embarrassing, I imagine. And rude if you don't laugh. So I do. I kind of pretend I've never heard it before.
We promised we asked this question earlier. Remember Neil, the guy from earlier?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
He wants to know, what's Cher like?
Cher's amazing. She let me try on her ring. As in the singer Cher.
Yeah.
He's
a big fan of Cher.
Oh, and she's great.
And it's in your book that you met Cher. You're quite impressed by that, weren't you?
I loved Cher. Cher was so cool.
Limp handshake, though.
Yeah.
It's like a wet fish, isn't it?
It's all a bit sparrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel... I don't like those kind of handshakes at all.
Just be firm, Cher.
Firm. Break my wrist. You know, that's what you want.
Oh, listen, come in again and see us.
I will. I'd love to.
Promise?
I promise.
Very good. Thank you very much. Billy.
Thank you.
Growing Pains. The book's out this week. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Nice to see you. 9:18 on Radio 1.